This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America. And a special shout-out goes out tonight to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders who, in my neck of the woods, are hunkering down, getting ready to do what they're going to be doing when this Hurricane Dorian gets closer to the east coast of Florida. And we'll get into all that in a little bit here. But to the EMTs, to the firefighters, to the police, to the hospital, the ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. And I'll add to that all the utility companies that are staging right now to come to Florida to help us, some in Florida, out of harm's way, and some up in Georgia out of harm's way. But we appreciate the fact that we know that you're going to come when the storm hits us down here. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and also the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and the bus drivers that keep America rolling along. Thank you very much for the job you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have our good friend, the professor of politics, who's sitting out there in Earthquake City, USA, California, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You have earthquakes to worry about. We have hurricanes.
That's right, and we're going to find out all about this hurricane, I'm sure, tonight.
Yeah, a little bit anyway, because we're not going to see it for a couple days yet, maybe three, but we'll get into that. Right now, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, folks, the news down here is ever-changing because we have a fluent situation with a hurricane looming out in the Atlantic Ocean, working its way slowly towards us. And this was what it sounded like a little while ago on the national news.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. In the latest update on the advancing Hurricane Dorian, National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Dorian, which increased to a Category 4 storm, is expected to start battering the northwestern Bahamas on Saturday.
Hurricane warnings out for portions of the North Bahamas with a major hurricane here, so a lot of wind, a lot of rain, and it could be some structural damage there as well. So a very devastating hurricane.
It's still uncertain where Dorian will strike the U.S. mainland. Captain Matt Bruce, a talk show host with Salem Radio's WGUL AM in Tampa, says that the rain projections are daunting.
We're hearing projections of rain in the state of Florida of anywhere from 10 to 15 inches, and some areas will get 20 inches of rain. There's nowhere in the state of Florida that can take 10 inches of rain over 10 or 12 hours, let alone 20 inches of rain.
Dorian's now listed as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 125 miles an hour.
Well, now, that newscast was late last night, Kyle. Right now, the latest is the winds are up to 140 miles per hour.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, right now there's the hurricane warnings for the Bahamas, northwestern Bahamas. And talk about the rainfall. According to some of the maps I've seen, isolated areas up to 18 inches of rain where it's at. And so as it continues to inch toward Florida, we may continue to see those winds sustain about 145 miles an hour. And, of course, hopefully the rainfall won't be quite as much. But those projections are not out of the realm of possibility, and people absolutely have to be prepared.
Well, here's what I'm going to report right now, and that is the latest, just before we came on the air, the latest that we had information about where Hurricane Dorian was at. Now, its location is at 25.5 north, 71.4 west. It's about 545 miles east of West Palm Beach, Florida. It currently is about 375 miles east of the northwestern Bahamas. The maximum sustained winds are at 140 miles an hour. Present movement is west-northwest at 10 miles per hour. It slowed down even more since we talked last night. And the minimum central pressure, folks, has now dropped down from where it was at this morning, Kyle, early this morning when we were on the air, 970. It's now down to 948 millibars, and that tells you all you need to know about a storm that is really building in strength.
It certainly is. And now as we look at the cone of uncertainty, some of the reports say that it could shift a little to the east. That's what some of the predictions may be. But, again, we have to watch it very, very closely because the people in Florida need to prepare as though there's going to be a major impact from this storm. And, again, to reiterate, the governor has said you should have 7 days' worth of supplies and also, of course, to be ready to evacuate if necessary.
Well, the evacuations that will be taking place, if any are ordered, will be along the eastern side of the United States because on the current track of Hurricane Dorian, and by the way, the entire state of Florida from about Homestead north all the way up into southeastern Georgia and southeastern South Carolina is in the cone of uncertainty. And I hear the music coming up in my ear, so we'll have to get into more of that when we come back. But we are going to talk a little bit more about Hurricane Dorian before we get into the major news of the day. So, don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the floor for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome to the Captain's America Weekend Edition, the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country in a Weekend Edition. This portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain and you've got arthritis like I do, which can be real interesting at times, especially when it's going to rain or be really humid or cold or whatnot, because we can tell you when the weather's going to change. And right now, it's like as if I'm going, oh, boy. But anyway, if it wasn't for Relief Factor, I'd be doing a lot more, oh, boy. But back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain you got, muscle aches too, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, that's how I got started over 3 years ago, and it worked for me. Now, it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You also have to pay for shipping and handling, whatever it is. You can get it shipped to you like next day or second day. That costs extra money, or about $7 or $8, something like that, shipping and handling, I think is what it is to get it to you in about 5 days. But go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll see a little video there if you have any questions. It's all natural ingredients. There is no narcotics in it, and it's all stuff that will not harm you at all, and it works for me, and hopefully it'll work for you. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us, and good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Yeah, we need to continue to talk a little bit more about Hurricane Dorian before we move on. Now, you had a question for me?
I sure do. You know, of course, as people watch the storm track and consider perhaps getting out of Dodge if they feel that it's going to be pretty bad circumstances, what should they do specifically if they're going to be leaving their home behind and traveling far away, try to get away from the storm? Is there anything specific that they need to remember or be aware of?
Well, number one, as a first responder, what used to drive us nuts is when we would go into an area, and I've responded to several major hurricanes in my career, both down here in Florida as well as up in New York State. But the other thing that drives people nuts, the first responders, is you need to tell somebody where you're going, a relative or a neighbor that's staying behind, or the police or the fire department or somebody, because if we come to your house and it's damaged or destroyed, we're going to assume somebody's in it. We're going to try to find out if anyone's there and make an attempt to rescue or recover, whatever the situation might be. And it would save us a whole heck of a lot of time if we know you're not home to begin with.
Well, yeah, that makes so much sense. And of course, as a companion to that, if you have a neighbor, especially an elderly neighbor, make sure you're checking on them and you know where they are, what their plans might be. Maybe their grown-up children may come to, you know, take them somewhere else or something. And as long as you kind of know where everybody is, then it's going to make everything better.
Now, I want to just get into a little bit more discussion about the nature of this storm. The NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds have increased to near 140 miles per hour with some higher gusts. This is now a Category 4 plus. Okay.
Yes.
And Dorian is definitely going to strengthen some more tonight and Saturday. Now, could it go to a Category 5? Yes, it could. Now, although fluctuations in intensity are possible into a Monday or late Monday of next week, Dorian is still expected to remain a powerful minimum Category 4 hurricane until it decides to either come ashore or skirt the shoreline, whatever. Now, the hurricane force winds now extend upward 30 miles out from the center in all directions. So, you've got 30 miles versus 10 miles when it started out, and tropical force winds extend upward out to 105 miles, and the storm seems to be getting a little bit larger, so I would expect the tropical force winds will probably encompass the whole state of Florida, even if that storm sits out to sea for a little ways. And, of course, the big thing is the latest minimum central pressure, based on the data from the NOAA reconnaissance aircraft, is it has dropped to 948 millibars. Again, this morning when we went off the air was at 970, so you can see the intensification is there.
Absolutely. And so right now, as you mentioned, the entire state of Florida could be impacted by this. So no matter where you are, you have to be prepared. We understand, too, Captain, that evidently the king tides are expected this weekend in some parts of Florida.
Yep.
And you couple that with the storm surge, mm-hmm. It could be very, very bad news in those areas.
Yeah, and it looks like as if this storm may be timing such that it will come ashore at high tide, which is going to present another problem. There will be a storm surge with it. The life-threatening storm surge will raise water levels as much as 10 to 15 feet above normal. This is typical for a Category 4 storm. This is along the eastern shore, the eastern edge of Florida on the Atlantic Ocean side. So that's over there. That's not over here. It'll have the opposite effect over here on our side. People remember Irma when it actually sucked the water out of Tampa Bay, and then it came back in at a later time. But Dorian is expected to produce right now rainfall accumulations starting this weekend that will total anywhere from 10 to 15 inches. And there will be some areas that could get as much as 18 to 20 inches, but most coastal sections of the southeastern part of the United States will get 6 to 12 inches, with some areas further away from the storm getting 2 to 4, 4 to 6. So plenty of rain. And by the way, we don't
don't need a lot of rain anymore here in Florida. Our ground is pretty well saturated, which is what I told that newscaster when they came in.
Exactly right. And so, again, also stay up to date all weekend long and listen to what the authorities are saying and keep up on what is happening with this storm, because it's going to be changing over the weekend. And so you got to know exactly where it is so you know what to do next.
Right. And, of course, the thing about my program is I am on during the overnight hours. Now, I take Saturday night off, which I'm going to do. But when I come back Sunday night into Monday, we will probably have a really good idea of what's going to happen here, and we will definitely be in more of a hurricane mode. Now, again, where I'm at over here on the west side of Florida, Tampa Bay, we're going to be on the extreme outer edge of all of this stuff going on over in the East Coast. It's the East Coast of Florida that's going to get hammered, really hammered, with Category 4 and as it winds down 3 and then 2 winds. Now, we will have hurricane-force winds over here, possibly to the Category 1 level, but certainly we'll have tropical-force winds from, say, 40 to 74 miles an hour. And while there's still a possibility that the ridge collapsing that's moving Dorian in our direction could change, if it does, the storm would come further west, because this isn't just about a series of one or two or three things. It's a series of a high-pressure system and a low-pressure system, and if everything times out just right, then things will happen the way that they're talking about it. But if not, the people over here, Orlando and over my way, you need to be prepared, because these storms have a mind of their own, don't they?
They sure do, Captain. And for folks, I'm sure there are a lot of folks who are sort of experienced storm, you know, they've ridden out storms before, just as we've ridden out earthquakes here in California. But I saw an item earlier today, Captain. They said that it could be the biggest storm in 30 years to hit.
If you're on the east coast of Florida and listening to me right now, I-95, you need to seriously consider moving out of harm's way and, at the very least, go up into the panhandle around Pensacola, or I would say go to Atlanta. That's what I would do if it were me.
Right, and you're right, exactly right. Get out of harm's way, because all the stuff that's why you have insurance, and things can all be rebuilt.
Yep, you can replace what gets destroyed or broken or damaged, but you can't replace the human being, and that's what we don't want to be talking about. And by the way, you also need to be careful out on the road, because there were some serious accidents yesterday in my area over here, and what it was people were in a hurry trying to get up the road, and just be a little bit careful. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. Good advice.
All right. And we're going to take a break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to get in, I promise, to the news of the day. And by the way, James Comey, we're going to be talking about him. What the heck is going to happen there? Is he skated on this, or is there something else going on? Kyle and I will be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we let you know that it's all about we the people here in this program, and we the people are the ones that determine what happens to this country. We get to vote the people in and vote the people out. You need to register to vote. And remember, just what I said, it's all about we the people. Nancy even knows that.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Kim Campbell apologized for posting a tweet rooting for Hurricane Dorian to hit President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort as the storm barrels toward the Florida coast. She said, "I've deleted my tweet about the hurricane and Mar-a-Lago and sincerely apologize to all it offended. It was intended as sarcasm, not a serious wish of harm. I should have known better." Campbell, who served as the first and only female Prime Minister in Canada for less than 5 months in 1993, was exonerated online for her remark, which some characterized as insensitive. Dorian strengthened to a Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of over 130 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. As the storm approaches Florida on Sunday and Monday, Dorian could be the first Category 4 or higher hurricane to make landfall in Florida's East Coast since 1992, when Hurricane Andrew was blamed for 44 deaths in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch weekend edition is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. And they do happen to insure over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host here, me, and your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Your car you're driving, your truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, snowmobile too, and it can even help with your homeowners and renters insurance for your GEICO insurance agency, and they are my full insurance coverage agent. So, all you got to do is go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com for more information and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And, Kyle, we have some, late-breaking news here coming out of Alabama. I believe we had a shooting at a high school football game in Mobile, Alabama, and at least six victims have been shot and four other people injured. You've got more on that.
That's true, Captain. What we know at this hour is that the victims are between 15 and 18 years old. This according to the Mobile police chief there. Others have been injured, as you mentioned. We don't have any information as yet being reported on the actual conditions of those who were shot. We know that at least six people were shot, and it did take place after a high school football game. That's essentially the extent of what we know at this point, but there could be more details coming out very soon. The last update I see on this was about 1 hour ago, so that's what we know at this time.
Well, and again, before people start jumping to assumptions and conclusions, guns don't kill people. People with guns kill people. And somebody somewhere, and you say 15 to 18, I suspect this is probably a teenager. That's just my guess.
Yes, exactly right. And but most unfortunate. And but again, no word yet on the actual conditions of any of the victims. So we don't know the severity yet of what happened.
That's too bad. And our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody involved. Now, James Comey, this week, the Inspector General, Mr. Horowitz, made it a special part of his investigation to come out and talk about Mr. Comey and the things that he had done that weren't right. And Rudy Giuliani was on with Laura Ingraham. And I like what Rudy had to say, so we'll give it a little listen right now, and then you and I will talk about this.
You're not a target. It's okay.
Okay,
just
don't
tell
worry.
Me what
you're going to tell you about that.
I have the thing in my bag, but I can tell you, and I'll indict you. Horrible thing to do. Any reputable prosecutor would be disgraced by that. So he was trying to trap the president. And it's completely disingenuous for him to make these statements now. But who knows what the liberal media is going to do with this. But this guy is completely disgraced in the eyes of any FBI agent. They realize this is worse than anything J. Edgar Hoover ever did. When he walked in, when the president was the president-elect, and faced him with that, he was trying to tell him, I have something on you, so you better keep me in office. And he even realized he was going to do it. There are other statements that make it clear that he realized he was going to extort the president of the United States. So I hope they prosecute him.
Now, they very well might prosecute him because this was like phase one, if you will, of the investigation, correct?
Exactly, yeah. We're talking about the IG report, but the next phase, of course, is going to be from U.S. Attorney Durham, which is going to be a much more comprehensive and, I think, more criminal-based type investigation.
And it involves other people, because that's where we'll hear about Andrew McCabe, that's where we'll hear about Peter Strzok, that's where we'll hear about Lisa Page, and possibly some other people in the DOJ, and possibly even the CIA or some other agencies. But the fact of the matter is, everybody is pretty much under the assumption, and I've heard the legal heads talking, that the next hammer to fall is going to be the one on Andrew McCabe, who, by the way, is now a paid commentator for who?
CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Might be a short-lived career.
We'll just have to see exactly, because again, you know, what's going to be coming out in this next investigation could be very explosive. And of course, at the heart of the matter is going to be the FISA warrants. If you lie to the court in order to get warrants so that you can spy on American citizens or on an American political campaign at the behest of, well, who knows at this point, that could be very, very damning. And the American people are not going to sit for that. They really are not. I think that, of course, there's going to be spin from either side in the traditional way, but I think when we find out what's going on, the American people are going to have a very hard reckoning with those who decided that they wanted to do something different than what the American people voted for in 2016.
Right. Now, do you remember who Sirhan was?
That's right. He was the assassin of Robert Kennedy. Yeah.
And he's currently sitting in jail for the rest of his life, right?
Exactly right, yes.
Well, there's a report that Mr. Sirhan Sirhan was attacked by another inmate and beaten up. I don't really feel bad for him, do you?
No, not really. I've got to tell you, no.
Okay. And again, you know, the thing of it is that these guys get in jail and somebody doesn't like something or they say something or whatever and they go after them. That's why everybody is still shaking their head about this Epstein case.
Well, exactly right, and we're finding out more and more, and I think what we talked about yesterday morning as well, I think New Mexico, I think, is now moving to get back the leased land that was leased to the Epstein organization, basically, that surrounded his compound there. So that's something that's moving on that. But as well, with the Epstein investigation, I think we're going to find a lot of shocking things. We don't know the names, but we know that they could be very prominent. And so we're going to have to stay tuned on that.
Now, Joe Biden is the gift that keeps on giving. They call him a gaffe machine, but how about a liar?
Yes. Well, right.
Yeah, listen to this story about Afghanistan that he put out there. And by the way, it changes about five times.
I've been in and out of Afghanistan and Iraq 28 times. I've been in and out of Iraq and Afghanistan over 29 times. I've been in and out of Afghanistan and Iraq over 30 times.
At the PRT, in a makeshift meeting room surrounded by rocks, mud, and sandbags, but filled with flat screens and computers, a two-star general traveling with us performed an impromptu award ceremony. He gave a bronze star to a corporal who looked to me to be about 25 years old.
I found myself in Iraq being asked by General Oriano, a four-star, to pin a silver medal on a young captain. I have been asked in a forward operating base in the middle of a godforsaken nowhere in the upper Konar Valley in Afghanistan to pin a silver star on a young, coincidentally, Navy captain in what they call a FOB, a forward operating base.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there because did you notice the different descriptions and the different ways of saying things and it changed?
Yeah, like maybe it makes perfect sense to Biden, I guess, but yeah, it changed.
A silver medal, and then all of a sudden it was a Navy captain. It wasn't just a captain. And
bronze star.
Yep, okay. I mean, but you get the drift here. There's something. There's got to be something wrong with the guy because this just isn't. Normal. It just isn't normal. And it sounds like as if he's winging it, trying to make things up. I call me crazy, but that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, exactly. Some of it is vintage Uncle Joe in terms of how he's delivering this. But I think you're right. The idea of winging it sort of comes to mind because he's got a basic framework of what how he wants to tug at the emotional heartstrings. He's got a basic framework, but then it can just sort of fill in the blank. Maybe depending on the crowd he's talking to, who knows? But or he really isn't remembering this correctly,
yeah.
Or he thinks it happened.
Now the final story for the weekend is with you is going to be this California court that overturned the gun conviction against the illegal immigrant in the Kate Steinle case. That is atrocious.
Isn't that a total miscarriage of what our justice system is really all about? Kate Steinle was visiting the wharfs there in San Francisco.
And murdered
by someone who was not in this country legally, and yet it seems like so many have bent over backwards to try to make sure that this crime is never really dealt with.
This guy had more rights as an illegal than she did as an American citizen who was killed by his illegal gun.
Exactly right. And what do we tell her family? That's my question.
Well, the father was there. He died. She died in his arms, and it's really a tragic story. But
yes.
Again, this is just another reason why we got to crack down on the illegal immigrants that are here and throw them the hell out of the country.
Right.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you Monday morning. We'll be on Hurricane Watch.
Sure will.
Thanks. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in the radio fight. Well, he went to TD's mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And he's out there rooster cruising, and that goes out to all the truckers out there tonight, as well as all of the power line guys that are out there, the linemen that are sitting there staged, ready to go. Because we got 10 million people in harm's way here in the state of Florida, southeastern Georgia, and South Carolina. And a lot of power folks are getting ready to come in to take care of the power, because that's the first thing that's going to go. Now, the hurricane hunters investigating Hurricane Dorian found that the storm has strengthened to a Category 4, a major hurricane, with winds at 140 miles an hour with some higher gusts. Now, it's currently tracking towards the Bahamas. It's forecast to track across those islands this weekend, then make landfall over eastern Florida early next week. Now, it may skirt the coastline, anywhere from West Palm Beach to Titusville, Florida, or it may come ashore and come inland a little ways before it goes north and then back out into the ocean somewhere around Jacksonville and skirts the coastline going up the East Coast. Now, whatever it does, you need to be prepared for this, especially in the East Coast of Florida. And you need to be able to move, because a Category 4, 140-mile-an-hour winds, is a devastating-type storm. And a lot of the places over there, again, have not been built for Category 3, 4, or 5 status. And this could possibly be the granddaddy of them all over there. This could be another Andrew on the east coast of Florida. It really could be. So, through Florida next week, we'll see rain, we'll see wind, we'll see floods. We'll see a lot of rain. In some cases, it could be 18 to 20 inches of rain in some places, especially down there in the lower sections of Florida, where down near Lake Okeechobee and whatnot. And we'll see what happens. Now, taking a look at the weather tonight, and I will start in Florida. There are some scattered showers right now in Florida. In particular, the Jacksonville area up into Brunswick, Georgia. Some scattered rain there, as well as South Florida. Some scattered showers down there. So if you're on I-75, Alligator Alley, if you're on I-95, if you're on I-75 or I-10, keep that in mind down here. Now, going up to I-95 all the way to Nova Scotia tonight, going up through the big cities on the East Coast, I don't see anything to really bother you. I-75 looking good, north-south. All the other roads that I'm looking at, I don't see any weather to bother you until you get around the Mississippi River. Now, in Missouri, you've got rain in central Missouri tonight around Columbia along I-70, and some rain, it looks like, over near St. Louis as well right now. Going across I-10, you don't have any problems until you get out into Arizona. And once you get to Phoenix, here we go with the high heat indexes again, all the way into California and across the desert and up there in Kingman. You'll have high heat advisories all the way over to Barstow and Las Vegas. You're going to be in the heat again today. And we're talking about temperatures 110, 115 degrees is what the index will be. Now, you have some unsettled weather around the Dallas Metroplex tonight. Looks like a little fog in the air there, so be careful. That'd be I-35, I-20. And up in Colorado tonight, some fog there as well, along I-25, from about Pueblo up to the Wyoming line. And then we also have some unsettled weather conditions tonight for the eastern half of Idaho and the northeastern part of Utah for what could be some weather brewing there, some storms, rain, thunderstorms, and whatnot. But that's what your Highway and Byway report looks like tonight. All eyes are on Florida. And if you're a trucker coming down, keep in mind, if you can get your load delivered this weekend, and certainly I would not be sitting down here in South Florida waiting for whatever was going to happen. I would be thinking about moving either over on the west coast of Florida, which is not going to get hit as hard as the east coast as it stands right now, but there's no guarantees in the scheme of things here. And good morning to my buddy Scott James up there in Valdosta, Georgia. Good morning, Scott, and I hope you're doing well. And I hope you're batting down the hatches up there, too, because you guys are under the cone of uncertainty, too, up there in Valdosta, Georgia. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Pilot and Flying J. They are not your average truck stop anymore, not your daddy's truck stop either. As we know, that the Pilots and Flying J's have really turned the corner. And they really are doing a bang-up job these days, especially with the new Pilot Travel Centers. Because in some of those travel centers, you could find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Cinnabon, or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts shop that serves not only donuts, but also little sandwiches in the morning, breakfast sandwiches, chili, soup, sandwiches at lunchtime, various sandwiches, and the same thing at dinner time. So they do have quite a little selection there. And the other day I noticed they had a couple of bowls in there that they make now, like some of these other places are doing, where they mix the breakfast stuff together, and that looked pretty good. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about trying that this morning. But anyway, and don't forget the Flying J's, too, full-service Flying J's with the Denny's, Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill restaurant in there. But again, not your daddy's average truck stop anymore. They've gone out of their way to really be first class. Pilot and Flying J. Remember, tell them the captain sent you, and when you pull in there, some of them will actually give you a nice free hot cup of coffee. You go in there, and you might even hear my radio show playing, especially up there in Valdosta along I-75, because I know Nelson told me that they do have the show on in there, because we say hello to you guys every night, and you want to hear right about now that I'm talking about you. So there you go, I-75, and that Pilot and Flying J is right there at Valdosta, and we appreciate them very much, and we appreciate you very much. So you guys and gals, truck it safe out there on the highway tonight. And everybody else that's out there, if you're leaving Florida and you're going north, you're going to some area that's safe, or you think is safe, that's fine. But be careful on the highways. And coming up right after the break here, top of the hour news, we're going to have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he will be on the air. And we'll be talking to you about some more political stuff, but we'll also have a little chat with him and see what he has to say about life in general. So, don't go anywhere. Coming up, right back after the news with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. I'll see you all in just a few minutes. Okay there, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.